Good evening, sir,
Asher said.
It's nice to see you again. I was hoping to have a word with your daughter.
Come in,
Elias said, stepping back. He looked out the door after Asher, then closed it and flicked the lock.
My daughter has something to show you.
Oh?
Asher fixed Petunia with a curious look. Petunia pulled out the envelope from her apron and handed it over to Asher.
I was threatened today.
Asher opened the envelope, and his expression turned stony as he read.
This is an official threat.
Which means I've ruffled the murderer, she said.
I agree,
Asher replied.
This also suggests that the murderer is loose, wouldn't you say?
Technically, this could be a threat more about you and less about Ike. It might not stand up in court,
Asher said.
But I take this as some substantial evidence that we're on the right path.
Well, you two are just two peas in a pod, aren't you?
Elias said, shaking his head.
Asher, my daughter has been threatened by a killer. I want her protected.
Of course, sir, Asher said. From now on, I'll make sure there's a police presence in front of your home.
Elias shook his head.
And if my daughter just stopped helping you right now?
Would the murderer believe that?
Asher raised his shoulders.
Hard to tell. There's no safety in complying with a threat. Someone is rattled enough to leave a letter. Where did you find it?
One of my clients found it on the step,
Petunia said.
How many people have handled it?
Me, Priscilla. My father,
she winced.
Fingerprints. That's what you're considering, isn't it?
Yep. I'll send it off for prints, but I have a feeling we won't get too much.
Asher pulled a plastic bag from his coat pocket and slid the letter inside. Elias sighed.
Can I count on you to keep my daughter safe?
Yes, sir. You absolutely can,
Asher replied.
Your daughter's safety is my top priority.